Hey guys, I'm just gonna wait a couple minutes for some people to jump on. If y'all can do me a favor and share this video wide and far. So I would have done this on TikTok, except I don't know how to save my lives on TikTok. So let me just give it a minute. It says, hang on, we're telling people, blah, 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 blah. I'll just sit here and use my vape. Hi, Vlad. Vlad, can you share this on all our platforms, please? So I was trying to do a series of reels on my TikTok, but they blocked me from doing the reels. So if you, honey, please put this on every single one of our platforms possible. Just share it everywhere. So I'm going to be talking to two most important things. You remember what we started on, obviously, psycholinguistic manipulation. And I want to make sure that this gets spread enough so that as many law enforcement people around all of North America can see it, because it's extremely important. It's time to touch on these things. Hi, everybody. It's going to be a pretty important one tonight. So I'm just going to reiterate, I just got blocked from putting reels up on TikTok. So I came on here to do a live so that we can share it, because I can't share. I don't know how to share. If somebody could teach me, I'd be really happy to learn. I don't know how to share my TikTok talk lives yet. I know I have the ability to. I just haven't had time to figure it out yet. So I'm just going to start now that we're starting to gain some people. Do me a favor, share this video and let it be shared again and again and again. Number one, okay, I want to address the announcement from this morning from the prosecutor, the lead prosecutor from the International Criminal Court. Now, since we began here in Canada, anyways, with a resistance against the government, we have tried to teach the public that, you know, to find ways to teach the public how to comprehend what is actually being said by institutional leaders, politicians, and et cetera, when they address the public, because there is a very serious problem, and it is the root problem that exists amongst all people in every country in the entire world. And what is that problem? It is that there are two uses for every language on earth. The first use is how we speak in the public and amongst the common core. There's a weird delay in my video, so it's so weird. Like, I'm being so monitored, but that's, you'll see why in a second. And there's one that the public uses, and then there's an entirely another use for the very same language in the construction of the laws that govern us and how we shape policies. Okay, and this is how we got to this point where our governments, and it doesn't matter where you live on earth, you know, every single state is completely infested with these criminals. Bottom line. So what happened today? This morning, the lead prosecutor from the International Criminal Court declared that they are in fact pursuing warrants for the arrest of Benjamin Netanyahu and members of the Israeli state. And but what the public is missing in that statement is, you know, I know that everybody understands that, yes, there's arrest warrants, so that they, you know, that there was an investigation and it was found that, yes, they did commit genocide and ethnic cleansing and the targeting of women and children and civilians, etc. But what you're missing is the evidence that he relayed, okay? Now, he also asserted that he did set up an independent council, and on that council, there are even Jewish people, one who happens to be a survivor of the Holocaust himself, right? And it's not just any random people. These are the best of the best in the construction of law, in international law, in the investigation of war crimes and authoritarianism and tyranny, and most importantly, crimes against humanity. So we're not talking about, you know, your regular old paparazzi crew and their opinions and narratives. You're talking about an investigative committee of the utmost integrity on earth. And what is the evidence that they utilized? Well, it was that the complaints that launched the investigation, which are ethno-cleansing, genocide, targeting of civilians, women and children, et cetera, starvation, famine, intentional, all that stuff. They found that all of these complaints were pursuant to policy. What does that mean? That means that they have the evidence to prove that the government of Israel not only premeditated every action that they committed, including genocide, the targeting of civilians, ethnic cleansing and starvation and famine for political purposes, but that they constructed it in policy, brought it before the Knesset and passed it, knowing without a doubt that they were going to commit international war crimes. That is what was relayed. So, and the reason I want to address this is because it is the root of all the problems that exist in every society on earth. It is the vast miscomprehension of the words that are used by the people that we commission to manage the affairs and interests of our people in each of our countries, and the way that they manipulate language in order to get you to support or advocate for things that you would otherwise never, ever get behind. This is the root of all our problems. It is called psycholinguistic manipulation. So words are the most important part of every single society, you know, and this is why they teach you that math is. It's not true. Languages. And language is not subject to just speech alone. This is why when you walk into a room, you know if a fight just occurred. You understand? It's we can speak to each other without having to utter one sentence. Okay? And everything. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see that name on here. Jason. It's you my spirit brother, just enter every time at the exact right time. We need to speak. So I'm going to carry on with what I'm talking about. Okay. So that's the number one issue why I came on a live. I was going to do a series of videos on TikTok, but I'm now blocked from doing my reels on TikTok. And this is exactly the reason for it. The next part of and point I want to address is, though we have done absolutely amazing across this entire country with bringing to light the crimes that are being committed upon our entire population by our criminally infested government on all levels in our society, though we've done wonders splitting these institutions and informing them, we need to further that plight. And the reason why is because our lawyers out there that are on our side and want to act are terrified. And do you blame them? Look what happened to all of our doctors and nurses. Some of the most ethical people on the upper echelons of our own society have had their lives utterly destroyed. Why? Well, we know why. Because we have a criminal cartel that is infested with these globalists that are lining up our country to be the next, essentially, Palestine. And that is the truth. It's the absolute truth. I just got the international report for all of the projections for 2025. I will share a link for it. I'm not sure if I posted on my Facebook or not already, but I will share a link for it. And it's extremely important to comprehend what they are projecting on their side so that you can predict what is coming here. Okay? Now, the next portion, I want you guys to share this out. So important, okay? So that all our law enforcement and members of our justice system hear what I'm saying. To all the lawyers out there, and there are so many of them that are on our side. I'm in contact with a number of them. You know, with the Independent Canada campaign that we've launched, we've already got 5 law firms that are fully on board. And one in particular of whom I am going to write a partnership agreement with so that he can utilize my leverage with the ICC in order to bring forth criminal accountability from members of our very parliament. Because we have crimes that are being committed in this country, folks. Crimes. Okay? And what you need to realize out there is that us, the people, the population of Canada, is the authority still in this country. Okay, and I'll touch on that a little bit later. I want to address the lawyers and everyone in law enforcement first. Okay, number one, I'm going to start with the most recent criminal action. For any member of the Canadian government to raise the flag of a foreign state, especially when that foreign state is the cause for the most public unrest in our own country, you are committing an act of domestic terrorism under Section 83.01, bracket B, bracket A, bracket III of the Criminal Code of Canada. Share this video. I'm going to say it one more time. To anyone in law enforcement out there, any cop, any lawyer, any justice of the peace, any judge that comes across this, any intelligence officer, and I know you're watching me, so do your job and note this down. Section 83.01, bracket B, bracket A, bracket III. That was an act of domestic terrorism against the Canadian public. And every single individual in this country who is a member of public service that advocated for or participated in doing that committed domestic terrorism. And if you don't go after them, then I will form that partnership as fast as I can with the, and I'm not going to disclose who that law firm is, but with that law firm, and I will do it myself. So you have the opportunity to all the cops out there, if you've learned anything from our movement over the last 4 years, it is the fact that you could lead the world and change the relationship between the public and police. And all you've got to do is uphold the law and enforce it. That's it. As an activist, that is all I've ever wanted to do. And with that, I'm going to touch on how I did it. And I used myself as a guinea pig. And for every asshole out there and ridiculous human being who likes to assert that Kellyanne Wolf is in this for attention, yeah, that must be why I've appeased so many people's preferences. Kiss my fucking ass. I don't care about your attention. I care about accountability and justice and freedom. Period. And if I got to make a complete jackass out of myself to do so, I will. Because even if I can't stand you, I will stand up for your rights. And it's just, that's the bottom line. If I gave a shit about attention, I would have filled the courtrooms. Well, I went in there without a lawyer on 67 criminal charges and 128 provincial offenses and came out without one conviction. How did I do that, folks? I did that because I know my rights and I stood on them. And guess what? It gets better. I pled guilty. Because you're damn right I can violate your criminally constructed legislation. I have a supreme constitutional right to do so. And I proved it. So now what? To every single lawyer in our country that is on our side, I know you're scared, but you need to realize something. You have something that those amazing doctors and nurses don't have. You are an independent arm of the government in this country, and you are backed with 25 million Canadians, and you can bet your ass I'm correct on those numbers. All you've got to do is take that first step. That's all you got to do. And if you're nervous and you would like to come up with a strategy and a method, I've got that too. Get in contact with me. And if you want to know more information, maybe you want to hum and drum about it, I will be sitting on a litigation panel next month, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Manitoba at the Stronger Together conference with Police for Freedom and with the lawyers from the military and other lawyers. And I'm going to confront these issues directly because it is time for us to bring forth and enforce the law in this country. To every one of the cops out there that took our side, you know, the Vincent Gerseys, the Paul Browns, and every other one from across this country that has taken their time, even though they were commissioned to come and arrest me. And you know, I noticed your tears. I saw them. I appreciate you. It's time for you to get the balls. Now, it's time for you to get the balls. I can't be out here, a 5 foot fuck all chick, trying to enforce the law in this country myself. I need you. And it's time for you to do it. So, you know, it's time to do that. I gave you one. Let me give you another one. Okay. When a government official commits domestic terrorism, it is called high treason. High treason. Okay, this government is guilty of treason on so many more levels than that. I'm using this because this is my forte and my expertise and my realm and my field as an example. But I mean, we just had teams out in Alberta go straight to the RCMP with evidence proving treason in other factions, including biological warfare committed knowingly and intentionally by our government. Enough is enough. Okay? For everyone in Canada, it's time for you to learn definitions, real definitions. Okay? The law is made of, by, and for the people. If you really want to make change in this country, the strategy that we have come up with to free this country, the Independent Canada campaign, I'm going to break it to you right now in the most simple terms that I can, because every one of you need to jump on board, adopt it, and make it your own. What do we intend to do? First of all, I'm going to touch on, there's so many freaking ridiculous rumors out there, I can't even believe it. So, am I trying to implement digital ID? Are you stupid? No. The future, people, whether you like it or not, is digital. Now, you have two options with that, okay? You can either become a slave to it, try and go and hide in the bush until they find you, or you can take control of it. I intend to take control of it and to make sure that the control of it belongs to every one of you. So, if the future's blockchain, then blockchain it is. We are developing a new voting model. And the voting model is going to not only resurrect the democratic process that does not exist in this country and was abolished with the implementation of the electoral voting process, which if you would like proof of that, you simply have to look at the win that Andrew Scheer had over Trudeau when he ran against him in that federal election. He got 200,000 more votes than Justin Trudeau. So that means that 200,000 more Canadians voted for Andrew Scheer than they did for Justin Trudeau, and yet he never became the prime minister. Why? Because of the electoral voting process, where they completely abolished the democratic process and your authority. So why do they need you to vote then? I'll tell you why. Your very participation provides this government with your authority to assert back on you. That's the truth. And all we need to do to solve all of these problems is take our authority and put it somewhere else. And I don't think that there is a better place to put it than in our own hands. So we're building a voting model on blockchain, on servers that were built by men who have challenged the NSA to penetrate their servers for a decade, and they could not do it, and they cannot do it. So that is 100% decentralized. There will be no reason for you not to participate, because you will be represented by you. Your authority comes to the front of the table. It will limit government down to nothing more than a representative body bound and enforced by law, by constitutional law, not bullshit charter law. And I'll touch on that in a minute. But constitutional law, the Constitution of 1867, wherein the roles, the requirements, the obligations, and the limitations of every level of government is clearly and explicitly written and defined. I bet a lot of you guys didn't know that. You should look it up and read it. Okay? You should look it up and read it. Because this government has been in violation to that constitution for a very long time and in every single way. And so blatant and so ridiculous. But that's because they have ensured over the last few decades to make the public completely ignorant to that process. And it's not your fault. It's theirs. It's 100% malicious and intentionally planned and premeditated in all facets. But you cannot blame these cops, and you cannot blame even members of the judiciary. And I'm going to explain why right now. When we were little kids, you didn't have all these lawyers that practice different disciplines of law. You had attorneys at law, and any one of them could attend to any matter required in any court. But this is part of the deterioration and intentional destruction of integrity and the ethics in a society. They fragmented the academic world of law in order to split the peas everywhere so that a lawyer in that discipline would be ignorant and unable to attend to a matter in that discipline. You understand? So you have to realize the blocks that these members in our law, in our justice system are having. Okay? And a lot of them are having it also because of that charter. It is my opinion, and I will stand on this solid, and I know because I've proved it in court, acting, by the way, as my own lawyer. I was my own representative in court. I cross-examined the officers and everything. And it wasn't until I did that they realized. Well, they did realize. They realized that there were things wrong and the government was overreaching, but they didn't realize that on the day of my first arrest in January, was it January 16th, was it, Vlad? I think it was the 16th, 2021, right? That was the first one. When I was pulled off that speaker, and for those of you who might not realize, because I look very different these days, I was the short blonde-haired girl pulled off that speaker that went on international news at Dundas Square back in 2021 that was surrounded by cops. And that was 100% premeditated and planned. And every word that I said during that arrest was also premeditated and planned, which, you know, to some nervous delight, I'll say, when the judge realized that in the courtroom, she was grateful, and so was my Crown prosecutor, and so were the cops, to be honest. But those police officers, when I cross-examined them, every single one of them broke down because they realized that on that day, they were the criminals against you guys in Toronto. You know, and a lot of people in Toronto were mad at me because after my second arrest, my ribs were really badly fractured after my second arrest. And I came back again and again the next weekend. And while the people wanted to rile against the cops in Toronto on my behalf, which I love you all for very much, they got mostly upset with me because I stood against that. And I adamantly stood against that and told them to stand down. And the reason why is that everyone who exists in our society, no matter their age, experience, or education, is susceptible to this sort of indoctrination. Everyone. Doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how experienced you are. This is how brilliant it is. Okay? And if you can wrap your head around the fact that everything starts with words, you will find remedies so much faster and way less confusion. For instance, we've got people across this country going to serve police as if the police can just move on their own accord. That's not how it works. To everyone in Canada who has evidence of crimes indexed, prepped, and ready to go, you need to book appointments with justices of the peace on camera. And go in and present that evidence to them and lay an information. That's what it's called, laying an information. Then the justice of the peace will be obligated by law, now witnessing and being made aware of a crime that comes with evidence, will have no choice but to act. And if they don't, you can de-seat them. There is a consequence for everyone. You just have to learn the methods and procedures for getting them into a position where consequence will apply. And as someone who was brought before a court of equity in front of a judge of inherent jurisdiction, whose powers are equal to every judge on the Supreme Court, I can tell you, I am the proof that the members that sit that high do care. Don't let the one or two corrupt assholes, you know, make you lose your hope. Right now, the leader, the head, Robert Wagner of the Supreme Court of Canada is being investigated. Okay? For corruption, for breach of public trust, and so much more. He's a corrupt motherfucker. And you want to know who did that? Well, I can't really tell you right now. I got to keep her identity safe. But you will learn. You will learn these things. It's coming, guys. It's coming. To every cop out there, it's time for you to learn how to cut the umbilical cord of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and I'm going to tell you why right now, okay? And this is important information for every Canadian when it comes to the defense of your rights. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, in my opinion, was intentionally constructed to form a pathway for criminal politicians to avoid criminal accountability. Why and how? Let me explain it. First of all, does the government have any money? No, they do not. Other than the money that they steal from us. Because as you know, every single representative comes out, into their retirement, millionaires, which only happens because they steal from us. That's the truth, okay? With backroom deals, lined pockets, etc. Okay? So they manage our money. So if the government violates your constitutional rights, you know, how do you get a remedy? What's your only remedy? Your remedy is to go to court in a civil matter, even though there was a supreme crime committed against you. You go to court in a civil matter using tort law to obtain your remedy by way of restitution, which is basically you sue the government and they pay you. But the government doesn't have any money. They're managing your money. So you're paying yourself for a corrupt politician committing a crime on you, a supreme crime at that. No, 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 no. This is why I've been saying it for 4 years, that we cannot look at this as a civil issue when a crime is being committed. And it is a crime. Legislation is not law. Legislation is the rules within society. Law is the rule, is what rules over society. And any piece of legislation that is constructed to violate the law that rules over society is of no force or effect and is in fact a criminal act. A criminal act. But the problem is because our entire judiciary, our entire justice system has been fragmented into all these little disciplines. We're having trouble providing the courage to the individuals who really want to bring remedy and relief. So to everyone in law enforcement out there, please listen to me. Humor me. Stop looking at these situations as a lawyer disciplined in the practice of a specific Department of Law and start looking at it as a master of your craft, because you are. Don't be afraid or discouraged by the doctors and the nurses and the other amazing upper echelonic people of our society and what has happened to them. You come with much more power than that, and you will be backed with the power of these people. To every Canadian that exists out there, you want your freedom. You need to prove it now. We are going to put the ability for you to participate in every policy that affects our society in the palm of your hand. And nobody will be able to disregard it, corrupt it, change it, or anything else. Every single one of you. To all the healthcare workers down there that have been protesting, you will be able to change those policies. You will be able to bring up and introduce bills. You will have recalls and referendums that will not cost $6 million. It won't cost more than the data it takes for you to turn on your phone and open the app. So, collect independence on every level of government, federally and provincially. In organized, like a party, but cannot be a party. And the reason why is because anything you register belongs for the term of that registration, for the term of the contract, to whomever the entity is that you're registering to. So when you register a political party, you don't own the property of it. That means that anyone who gets involved with a political party who truly wants to make change cannot actually do it, because they become bound by contract to the whip of the Privy Council, who is the Crown of Canada, who makes quote-unquote recommendations that are basically dictates out to all the parties. And that's just it. They are bound. You want proof? Ask Randy Hillier. Ask him why over the last 4 years, it was only when he finally was completely released from Parliament that he brought forth the fact that there is sexual grooming happening to political youth groups by every single political party in this country. Ask him why he didn't say it before, because he was bound by contract. That's why. There is a difference between the structure and the system in this country. The system can only be fixed if we plug the hole in the boat and stop the ship from sinking, folks. Look towards the structure. It's time for us to enforce our authority the right way. And I think it's by introducing the first steps to self-governance and providing every individual, Canadian and native alike, full equality enforced and backed by the law. And we're going to do that and provide you the platform and the place to put it. It doesn't belong to me. Might be my method and my strategy, but it's not mine alone. I have never in my life in 25 years of international civil and human rights been so confident. And you know, we've got a temporary community up. The official basics platform for the Independent Canada campaign will be launched this Friday. And it will expand. And the domain that we're building, okay, the basic one, the basic structure of it, and the basic website for informative purposes, et cetera, and to bring more people into the campaign, will be up on Friday. But the domain we're building will extend to include a media channel that intends to incorporate every single independent media and podcaster across this country onto a actual schedule. And we'll also have on-demand and even pay-per-view choices, you know what I mean, for events that these independent media that have solidly been telling the truth to the public, you know, we want to network them into a national media network. It's time. It's time to do all of these things. It will also include we're going to have memberships on there for very, 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 very cheap. In fact, once we string in all of our organizations and groups across this country on the grassroots level, we want to collectively amongst everyone and with the help of a lawyer who will hold all of the donated monies and funds that are raised in a trust. And we will build a trust committee that branches across the entire nation. So the leaders of all of the participating organizations and support groups that come in will choose one representative each who will sit on a national treasury council. And we are going to launch a $1 to freedom campaign. $1 to freedom. Because the truth is, and I am directly connected to over 400 groups and organizations across Canada. Directly. There is no reason why we cannot do this collectively and finance the entire campaign from beginning to end. And we don't even need to go that far. We just need to raise enough to support the background, like the technology behind this campaign. That's it. I don't want a dime. I don't want nothing from you guys but your freedom and your commitment to get that freedom. That's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted. You know? So enough with the fucking clown show. Let's get to work. Share the video. I am attending the Stronger Together conference in Manitoba from June 21st to 23rd. And I'm sitting on a litigation panel with the military's lawyers, Police for Freedom, and many others. And I'm going to bring these things up. And I'm going to present them. And I'm ready to debate them. So to whoever can attend that, I encourage you to do so. Following that conference, I will be at the Wild West Ranch. And I will live stream it for those who truly can't make it. But I'm also going to be hosting a private meeting at Wild West Ranch. So for anybody out there across the country that could get there, to everyone in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and even Alberta and Eastern Ontario, that can drive there, do. Because there are things that I cannot yet release publicly, because it will provide this corrupt regime with the ability to thwart actions that are happening. But I'll tell you this, your freedom is only a hop, skip, and jump around the corner. And if you adopt this campaign and commit to it, I promise you, not only will this country be changed for the better of everyone in it within 2 years, but then it will echo around the whole fucking world, guys. Enough is enough. So I might be a chick, but I know what I'm fucking talking about. So let's get it done. Thanks.